Lee's book, To Kill a Mockingbird, is a classic novel which has enthralled millions of readers. The story of segregation and racism in the Deep South and even the United States in the 1930s was assumed to be her only novel. But another manuscript was recently discovered in a safe. That book, called Go Set a Watchman, is now the most pre-ordered since the final installment of Harry Potter. The first chapter was made available online in the last few hours. Carla Jean Whitley is an arts reporter with the news website AL.com in Alabama, where both novels are set.
To Kill a Mockingbird is my favorite book. I know I'm not alone in that sentiment. But of course, when you are from the state of Alabama, it has a whole different layer of meaning. And I'm eager to read the whole of Go Set a Watchman and see how it compares.
Have you read this first chapter yet?
Twice.
As I said, I confess the first line is pretty good, but what do you make of the rest of it?
Well, it's hard to take it all in. That's partly why I read it twice already, because my excitement level was so high. You know, it's easy to say after reading anything, well, it's no To Kill a Mockingbird. And so I'm kind of staying away from value judgments at this point because, well, of course it's not To Kill a Mockingbird. But it's very exciting, even just in this first chapter, to get a little glimpse at how Scout, Jem, Atticus, and others in Maycomb have been doing.
Those are the big characters in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes, and we immediately get a bit of an update on each of them. So it's like returning to old friends, people who we haven't heard from in 20 years, as this book is set 20 years later than To Kill a Mockingbird.
I mean, that book originally forced many people to confront issues of race and discrimination in the United States. I mean, considering the debate over the Confederate flag, for example, we're just talking about South Carolina's governor signing the bill to take it down from the Capitol building. Do you think that enough progress has been made? For example, is the Confederate flag coming down a sign of that progress, or the fact that it's only just coming down a sign that very little progress had been made?
It is startling in some ways to look at To Kill a Mockingbird, which was published 55 years ago this Saturday, to say, wow, the themes remain timeless. We always say that, but you look at any newspaper right this minute and you're going to see those issues being addressed so front and center. It's easy for me to see, as someone who has lived in Alabama for most of my life, that significant progress has definitely been made, but no, it has not been enough. I have worked in newsrooms, not my current newsroom, I should take care to say, but I've worked in newsrooms where people thought it was perfectly acceptable to hate Black people. And that is horrifying, especially in the 2000s, but horrifying at any point in time. Yet, I look around me now and I see so much beauty and integration.
That's Carla Jean Whitley, who's an arts reporter with a news website, AL.com, on the